Well, I worked on time frequency analysis. That was something I started working on at Rice just before I left. Faye Boudreau was a PhD student of mine at Rice. And then I continued working on that at Cornell and had a very good student, Ram Shenoy, who was here. He was the top of his class at Cambridge. That was one of the things that was different between Cornell and Rice. I mean, I've told Sid that if I had been at Cornell for the first 19 years of my career, I would have gone to Rice. I just needed a change, you know. Uh-huh. But Cornell had some really good students like Ram Shenoy. He is still a very great contributor and mathematician. So he did a lot of good work in his PhD thesis on time frequency analysis, group theory, group representation theory. So I've been working on things like that since. And multi-rate systems, which are related to that. That's another story I remember. After Jim had done the one-dimensional filter design for his master's thesis, I can remember talking to Larry Rabiner. Larry was very interested in the 1D filter design results, too, and ran a lot of examples in the code and figured out how to use it better and relationships among all the parameters and everything at Bell Labs. Wrote some papers on it. So Jim and I have been talking to Larry, and I remember asking him, well, what's the next thing? What should we work on now after this 1D thing? He said, multi-rate. And when Jim and I couldn't figure out what there was about multi-rate systems, you know, same number of multiplies, you just rearrange everything. So we never really got it. We didn't work on multi-rate. Larry was right. I mean, the multi-rate area has really grown rapidly, multi-rate mm-hmm. systems. In fact, some people think that wavelets are just multi-rate filter banks. And there is a very close... I mean, I think wavelets... The area of wavelets is made up of multi-rate systems, multi-rate filter banks, signal theory, mathematical, functional analysis, and things like that. But multi-rate systems are very important. There are a lot of multi-rate papers here, mm-hmm. filter bank papers, and things like that. So it would have been... Larry was right. That was the time he and Ron Crochet wrote that book on multi-rate signal processing. That's still why I think that book is still in print. It's a good book. But I only read it later, and now I'm working on multi-rate systems.
Okay.
Finally, I listened to Larry.